flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
All right, Davey Gravy, you understand how this year game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three categories. Today, we offer you interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to extreme violence. And finally, license to spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
Do a little interior decorating.
All right, a Vietnamese hospital recently reported the extremely rare case of a 24-year-old man who had something lodged in his eye socket for 3 weeks without him noticing. The unnamed man was admitted to the Can Tho University of Medicine and Pharmacy when he came in with symptoms of pain and swelling in his left eye. The 24-year-old patient told doctors that he'd been experiencing the symptoms for about 3 weeks, but they'd gotten worse in recent days. Now, he had previously sought medical help at another facility in his hometown, but after assessing his vision and checking for foreign objects, they just prescribed medicine that proved ineffective. Well, this led him to go to the current university, where doctors once again confirmed that he had 10-10 vision, which is exceptionally good, with no signs of an eyeball injury. However, the left eye did appear swollen, and there was small pus discharge from the corner of his left eye. So, a subsequent CAT scan showed that he indeed had a foreign body lodged in his eye socket, which again, I believe bears repeating, he did not notice. Now, a quick examination revealed that the mysterious object had penetrated from the soft tissue outside of the left orbit through the upper wall of the sinus and destroyed the nasal wall. Now, asked if he had any idea how the object may have gotten stuck in his left eyeball, he could only recall a collision with a friend on an alcohol-filled night of partying around the time that his pain began. So in other words, like, look, man, I got hammered with my friends. Me and my buddy, we collided with each other. That's the only thing I can think. Well, the good news is the doctors did manage to safely remove the object from his left eye. The question is, what was the object that got lodged in his eye, presumably on the drunken night when he slammed into his friend? Was it a glass shard? Was it a chopstick? Was it a toothpick? Or was it a piece of cork? So glass shard, chopstick, toothpick, or a piece of cork. What did he get lodged in his left eye?
Wow, that sounds very uncomfortable.
That sounds terrible.
What was the first one? Glass shard?
Glass shard, yeah. Keep in mind, his eye was just swelling up. That's why he went to the doctor. He wasn't in any particular pain. He does not remember it happening. It was there for 3 weeks.
And this was recently?
This was recently. And dude has 10-10 vision, which is ridiculous.
All right. I think that affects my decision a little bit.
Dave, I'm going glass shard.
Yeah, I think I am too, because I know a toothpick ain't going to fit in your eye socket, and neither is a chopstick.
Okay.
So I'm also going glass shard.
Wasn't the last option, though, part of a champagne cork?
Part of a cork.
Right. And it was in Vietnam.
Correct.
We just had the Lunar New Year.
Correct.
I'm going champagne cork.
All right.
Ooh, 10.
Okay, what was in this guy's eye for 3 weeks? A glass shard, a chopstick, a toothpick, or a piece of cork? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Category is interior decorating on profile. This Vietnamese man had something lodged in his eye socket for 3 weeks. I guess he got into a scuffle with a buddy of his. It was removed. Question is, was it a glass shard, a chopstick, a toothpick, or a piece of cork?
And Dave, that is the very question we posed to you. Let us start with... Well, you and Miles Montgomery, both of you agreed a glass shard. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on your perspective, that is not the answer. The Ted Smith, you said, it's Lunar New Year. Yep. We're in Vietnam. Yep. And a couple weeks ago, you're getting drunk with your friends. It was not a piece of cork, if you're struggling to say correctly. Believe it or not, it's a broken piece of chopstick.
Okay.
They said it was about 3 inches long, the piece that lodged. Look, man, I don't know how you don't notice a 3-inch piece of chopstick lodged in your eye socket.
Wow.
But he didn't.
Okay.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Did anybody in here watch some of the Grammys last night?
Oh, yeah. I did, yeah.
Almost actually, the whole thing.
You know my wife. Of course that is what I watched.
Yeah.
There was no discussion. There was no nothing. We went to the bar because I know living on the West Coast, you know, they start showing it at 5 or whatever.
Correct.
So I'm like, maybe I can bail out of this at 8. She's like, I'm recording it. I'm like, God damn it. And you know what? To be fair, I'm not usually an award show guy because I'm bitter and cynical and broke. But it was enjoyable. It was good, man. It was a fine broadcast.
There were some good performances. I was kind of flipping in and out. I had like a stretch though where I went back and it's like something sad. I was like, oh no. But I went away from it. I came back. It was like immemorial. And I was like, damn.
It's just, look.
Yeah.
Chris Martin is from Coldplay. Fantastic musician. Whether you like Coldplay or not. Knows what he's doing. Can rock a piano. Loves playing the piano. His joy for playing music is palpable. But maybe don't get a smiley guy during the in memoriam.
So that was my question, too, is that I felt like that's just when you play some music and show it. Like, I didn't know we had to have somebody out there performing. When they said he was performing, and I was like, this is going to be awkward.
I don't know if I'd want, you know, even if I'm on his level, you know, this A-class musician, whatever. Like, hey, man, will you perform at the Grammys? Yeah, absolutely. Will you do the in memoriam? Like, well, it's not that it's not an honor, man, but, like, this is heavy, and I know people are watching it on TV, but the physical bodies that are inside of this building, I'm playing, they know these people personally. You know, they literally know them.
Also, you're looking up at the screen to see the next person honored. More so than...
Right, we are, for sure. Yeah.
I think everyone is.
Correct. Yeah, it struck me as odd last night, and Phil and I were talking about it earlier. It's just like, yeah, like, I really like Coldplay. I was just like, this just seems odd to have him stand there and play. And he wasn't trying to smile. He just kind of smiles. Okay, that's true. He plays piano.
You know, one thing I did that was interesting. They're doing the thing with like Quincy Jones and all this. But Stevie Wonder's out there. He's playing harmonica. And then Herbie Hancock, they're sharing a bench. Herbie Hancock's playing piano. And I said to my wife, you realize, like, just think about one thing that no one's going to bring up. Herbie Hancock, he has the music written down. You know, he's reading music and they're playing the song. And the other musicians, they have their music stand set up so that they know the pace of the song, you know, where to get loud, where to get quiet. You're reading music. Stevie Wonder's blind playing harmonica. I'm like, he's the only brother out there that does not have a guidance for also, the speed of the song, where you're supposed to take a break.
He's just listening to it.
And I said, that is an outstanding musician because everyone else, and they're playing songs they know, but they're all reading it to know what they have to do. Stevie Wonder, he doesn't have, it's not like he's reading Braille on this. Brother goes out there because he's that good of a musician.
Okay, Stevie Wonder also said, look up on the screen at one point because they were showing, you know, Quincy Jones with whoever it was.
Yeah.
He's like, look up on the screen. I'm like, how's that your cue? How's that your cue? Starting to think, and also with the Quincy Jones thing, I just thought, okay, well, the Grammys probably have had enough of a lot of things. The Oscars have too. Will Smith is one of those, but he has a dual career. But Quincy Jones was more involved kind of in the TV aspect of this, more so than his musical career.
Yeah, yeah.
So Will Smith gets up there and does his thing. But
right, he narrated the tribute to Quincy Jones.
I'm still singing, too soon. Too soon. I realize they're two totally different genres.
Yeah, I wasn't.
But I'm like, oh, dude, no. Somebody else.
I will say this. Judging the overall comments I saw online and everything, I don't know if they realized how done most of America is with Will Smith.
Okay. But I think he finds it. And look, it doesn't matter where you stand on Will Smith or any of that. Just for me personally, I was just like, I don't want to see this bitch, man. You had it made, and you just did a really dumb thing, and things are forgivable. But I felt that you were old enough or far enough along in your career. You don't need to do that, so it bugged me. Right? But whatever, it's not the end of the world. But then this morning, I saw the comments. I'm like, I don't feel bad for him because when you're that rich, I just never will. But, like, dude, nobody likes you.
Yeah. You can forgive him.
Yeah.
Just don't bring him up the next time we've seen you at an award show.
Right.
I would say Shakira's performance was excellent. Some of the big awards of the night. Yet Album of the Year went to Cowboy Carter, Beyonce. Now, listen, I like that album. I thought it was a good country album. The reason people are like, what's going on, is because last year Jay-Z stood up there and kind of bitch and moan for 3 minutes about her never winning Album of the Year.
Right.
And then she won it this year. So I'm not saying that had an effect, but that's why people...
But it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Song of the Year was Not Like Us, Kendrick Lamar. Record of the Year, Not Like Us, Kendrick Lamar. I mean, if you're Drake, what a bad, just bad year.
It hasn't gone. He didn't even do anything.
Well, you have everybody in your industry singing that song about you.
Yeah.
And, like, he's going to be at the Super Bowl this weekend singing about... You, right? Like, you were on top of the world. Like, I don't know. They're just at a certain point, and you see this in rap beef sometimes. It's just like, you got to know to bail out. And you're like, Kendrick just ain't the one.
Right.
Just let it go. Right? Like, just Drake, you got to back off this one, man. Mike, me and you were both happy. Best solo pop performance?
Damn right.
Yeah, that's Espresso. Sabrina Carpenter.
It's a good, catchy song. Her performance, too. She's a hell of a showgirl.
Yeah.
Her set, she puts a lot of effort into everything that she does on stage. I appreciate her as a performer.
She's a cute little girl. I've heard of the song. I'd never heard it. So she performed it last night. And I'm like, honestly, I've never heard this before in my life. And it's fine. It is what it is. Well, I'm like, good for her. Because truly, I'm just looking at her. I'm not really listening to anything she's performing.
But like I'm saying, I appreciate the effort and work that she puts into her stage show. Yeah. It feels like it's a Broadway show.
Yeah, like she makes, that's what I say. I like that song. She makes good pop music.
Hell yeah.
And there's not rewriting the thing. Like Charlie XCX, she's kind of pop, but also it's kind of like more like dance music too. Because she's got a lot of bass in there and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's a little different, which I enjoy it, but yeah, she's, yeah. But she's, have you heard her talk?
For the first time ever was last night during the Grammys. She said whatever she had to say about, you know, her party music, whatever. It's like, okay.
I like her. She just seems like she's old school, like drum and bass, English, just like, we're taking this Molly, like, we're taking this ecstasy and we're partying until sunrise. That's the kind of woman you end up at a boiler room set, Miles.
Yeah, never see her again.
Probably not, Or you make friends on Facebook and promise to stay friends like I do at every festival.
And then don't.
And never see him again, but every once in a while on Facebook, you go, hey, man, remember that time in the river? God damn, that was fun. All right. Let's see, what else for the weekend? I did watch a little bit of the Senior Bowl. That's more about the practices, as I was informed. I did watch a little bit of the Pro Bowl stuff on Sunday. The flag football really isn't that exciting, but I don't know why, but like it's kind of fun watching the linemen do tug of war.
Oh, sure.
Like some of those little some of those little random events, I was like, all right, that's kind of cool to see. So that was cool. And then NASCAR had their, like, they don't, Daytona 500, I think, is either this weekend or next weekend, but they had this clash where they're at like a small track. And it seems like they're just out there for fun, kind of warming up the engines for the next week or two. But a couple years ago, they did it at the LA Coliseum, which was wild. So I was like, all right,
is it the week after the Super Bowl? I want to say Daytona. You know, it's your clean slate, and now NASCAR takes over kind of thing.
Generally, I think the Daytona 500, I want to say, is the Sunday of President's Day weekend.
Yeah, the 16th.
Yeah, so it's usually that. It's almost like a holiday thing. But again, look, the way the NFL is going, they're going to eventually move that game to that Sunday. So they've already stepped on college football. They don't care.
Nope.
They're going to step on NASCAR, so we'll see what happens there. Mm-hmm. I read a good report, too. The reason I think it's going to bump out that day is there is rules in our government about the NFL can't play on Friday nights and Saturdays for a good section of the fall because of high school and college. Then when you get to December, those rules lax up, or if you start them at a certain time. So this one guy I follow that does a lot of finance with different leagues, he's like, look, here's what I think they're going to do is they're going to have so many out-of-country games that they're going to start being able to find loopholes to be like, oh, it's a 6 a.m. game on a Saturday. That's fine.
Right, right, right.
And basically, it's going to bump the season back even farther, so it'll come up on that weekend.
Yeah. Some point, and look, I love NFL football, but at some point, it's too much, in my opinion. Like, guys, you're good where you're at. Dial it down.
I'm surprised you didn't watch Rory win Pebble Beach.
You know what, Miles? I clicked over there. Okay. Saturday night was a great night watching comedy. Sunday was pretty lazy, so I flipped around a few things. I saw he was playing well. It looked like he was just kicking the crap out of everybody.
He was on fire.
Yeah. I have never played that course, but I have eaten. I've been to a clam bake down on the beach at Carmel.
Well, that's exclusive.
It is. And then we were sitting there, and one of the cooks was like, do you know what that is? I said, what's that? He goes, that's the 18th of Pebble Beach. And I was like, kidding.
Who parred that?
You parred the 18th of Pebble?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Every player on the winning Super Bowl team on Sunday, they'll get a $171,000 bonus from the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. Some of them
Do we know if that's just starters or is that everybody?
That's
on
everybody.
The roster?
Every player.
If you've got something guaranteed in your contract, like you win a Super Bowl, you get X amount.
Yeah.
They still get that money.
Yeah.
So they still get that $171,000 plus a $500,000 bonus. If that was
Saquon Barkley has $500,000 on his team if he wins a Super Bowl. So he's going to get the 170, plus he'll get $500,000 from his team. He's already earned an extra million in incentives. Jalen Hurts will earn $500,000 per year salary bump if Philly wins.
Ooh, that's a salary bump. That's not a one-time bonus. That's
Patrick Mahomes gets a $1.5 million salary bump if the Chiefs three-peat.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. The losing players, don't feel bad for them. They still get $96,000.
Yeah.
Most Super Bowls are being pumped to make that in a year, much less one
You're
game.
Right, a game.
I mean, obviously, winning a Super Bowl is the most important thing, so you'd still be disappointed. But that's not bad to be like, all right, well, I made 96 G's today.
Right. Today.
Yeah. And I think sometimes, too, I know Goodell gave his annual, you know, press conference and this or that, where they ask him questions and everything. And, like, people keep bringing up that, like, the, you know, it's rigged for the Chiefs. I mean, I don't know what more that guy can say.
You can't fix stupid. You just go, look, if you believe that, you're going to believe that. I'm not here to help you anymore, right? That's a deficiency you mentally have.
Right, and with our careers, we're lucky enough sometimes to know a player or talk to a coach. Like, trust me, there is nobody that cares more about winning in that league than those dudes in the locker room do, whether they're playing, they're coaching, maybe it's a female coach. Like, trust me, as much as you care, they care more.
It's their job.
Right. It's all they've done their entire life. Like I don't know how to explain it to people. Like, look, it ain't rigged, and they care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, with that said, some of them probably sick of watching football. I don't blame them. I don't sit around and listen to the radio a bunch.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You don't?
Right. So it's like, they're always like, can you believe all these NFL guys love the Premier League? It's like, well, sure. They want to watch another sport that's not theirs. Right.
And it's not a reminder of your job.
Right. I mean, I think it was the quarterback from Georgia this year. Somebody asked him about watching another game, and he goes, I can't. He's like, it's annoying. My brain doesn't work that way. I'm just used to doing this
it,
and that.
You're not entertained by it. You're critiquing it.
But Ocho Cinco did get some field goals in when the kicker got hurt.
Based on his soccer knowledge and skills.
All right. It's the seventh season premiere of this show. Thrill, have you watched it yet?
All-American.
Yeah.
It's still on?
Seventh season premiere, All-American tonight.
Maybe
on CW.
I should watch it. If it's still on, it must be good.
I don't know. I fell off after about season three. Right.
Okay.
They're still pumping it out.
All right.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Fossil hunter in Denmark finds dinosaur puke from 66 million years ago. Meanwhile, a stripper in Florida gets arrested for the piece of fruit that she did throw. In Australia, a bat takes a dip in a hotel swimming pool. Turns out if you swallow water beads, you'll have a hard time birthing a stool in an unexpected invasion of soil in England. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Florida, where afternoon snacks come with entertainment. A woman went into her local convenience store and apparently found something to argue about with the cashier. Don't know what, it's not detailed in the story. All we know is that they started yelling at each other. According to police report, the two locked into a verbal altercation, hurling derogatory comments at each other. I'm sure that was pleasant. This caused the woman to eventually become irate and decided to up the ante by throwing something at the cashier. The nearest item? A banana that was at the register. She did make contact with the employee, causing a minor abrasion, and police were called. Our girl was arrested and faces multiple charges.
Again.
Yeah.
A part of it because she was out on bail for a previous crime.
Right.
When she did this crime. So, like, in the end, all you do is throw a banana at someone, but we actually have to hit you with more charges because you're out on bail.
Correct.
From an upcoming trial, dumbass.
It's like the story I had last week about the guy who had to get felony charges because he had already beat the crap out of somebody else because video games pissed him.
Right, come on,
man. Just think for a second. Can we just
wait
not
a minute.
Throw stuff? I don't mind if you scream at each other at the counter. Fine. Whatever. You're right. She deserves it. Okay. You don't up the ante by getting physical with it. That's when the cops get involved. You can scream at each other, and the worst you're going to get is what? Disturbing the peace?
Cops would ask you to leave.
Right?
Calm down, leave.
Soon as you throw stuff, that's assault. Come on, just a little restraint. Just a little bit. In other news, if you're a fan of water beads, the gelatinous biodegradable pellets that absorb water, you may not want to get used to them as a mother is on a mission. She was forced to take her toddler to the doctor's office after she noticed that she was suffering a rash and unexplained vomiting. Fun. Turns out that her little girl had found one of the pellets and swallowed it, causing a blockage in her intestine. Those things can actually swell up to 100 times their size, is what they were saying.
Oh.
So it actually caused a blockage down there. She underwent surgery to have the bead removed, and everyone thought that would be the end of it. She'd be fine afterward. But concerns arose once again when the little girl was having some coordination issues and was not responding to commands.
Uh-oh.
A follow-up exam, I'm going to screw this up, determined that she was dealing with developmental delays that were diagnosed as toxic brain encephalopathy.
Not well done.
Thank you. I nailed it. Encephalopathy. I got it. A piece was published in a pediatrics journal with the authors and the mother calling for an all-out ban of the water beads. So if you guys like Orbeez, they're getting fought against right now.
It has been a couple of years in the making, man.
Yeah. And I wondered about those things when they first came out. One, how do you dry them out? I haven't played with Orbeez a whole lot, so I don't know any of this.
They are awesome.
They're fun.
Even for an adult, you're just like, ooh.
Hell yeah. You know, you see the vase with the little bucket with them in there, and it's like, you don't do anything with them. Some people will put, like, flowers in them or something like that. But, yeah, they're just fun to play with. I mean, I never wanted to eat one of them, but...
Because we're adults.
Yeah.
Right? The issue is just the kids.
And that's fair.
Kids put everything in their mouth that will fit in their mouth.
But yet again, that goes back to doggone common sense. You know, do your best to keep it away from the kid. The kid's going to put stuff in their mouth. Got to have a...
Tide Pods, Legos, I mean, they're all in the same line. I get the concern, but you go, man, part of being a parent, man, is
child-proofing.
Yeah. I mean, our parents did it. We're alive.
Right.
You got to do it, too.
There's a reason why your doggone toilet has a lock on it. Yes, it's a pain in the ass. However, your kid's not drowning.
Right.
To Denmark, where a discovery has been made. An amateur fossil hunter in the area was scoping a site near Copenhagen when he happened upon some interesting fragments. An examination was performed, and it turned out that it was the fossilized remains of sea lily that was in chalk. He took the fragments to a local museum, and even more investigation was done on the fragments, learning that they did it all the way back to the Cretaceous period some 66 million years ago. Experts believe that the sea lilies were consumed by some sort of sea creature back in the day, and then were later regurgitated. You guessed right. Fossilized vomit.
Fossilized vomit.
Leaving it to preserve for millions of years, and now our man is in the news for finding 66-million-year-old vomit. How did they determine that it was actually vomit, though?
As opposed to just broken up.
Right. That means that bacteria that's in some sort of a stomach lining was found on there. Right?
Had to be something. I don't know.
Because it could just be chewed up and spat back out.
Right.
It was sea lily, so it was a sea creature that did it. But they were like, no, this has been regurgitated. So whatever it was, man, they yacked that back up.
Other stuff that was mixed with it, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Big night of drinking.
Sea lilies and vodka. Yeah,
but just in case those stories with the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To Australia, where a local hotel had an interesting guest crashing their pool. Animal control was called to the scene after an adolescent bat flew down from to the pool to take a drink and managed to get stuck in the water. A video was uploaded online of the rescue operation in which someone just lowers a towel into the water as the bat clings on and lifts it back up and out. And that's a massive bat, too. And apparently this is the area that has a lot of bat nests around it.
Okay.
So this is not an unusual occurrence. It was turned over to a bat rescue in the area and will enjoy the company of about 30 others in recovery before being released back into the wild.
Good news. Bat rescue.
Men's Room Sports brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What. Not much on tonight, but you do have some college and NBA basketball playing. I would recommend you download the Sports on What app to find out how to watch those. It has it on where and when those sports are going to be on here in the local area. As far as your weather, the snow is not done, folks. I know it's starting to melt, but it is not done. Temperatures are dropping down to a brisk 30 degrees tonight with a high chance of snow showers overnight. Get ready. Wake up early so that you can defrost your cars and sweep them off as well, please.
Yep.
We can then expect considerable cloud cover tomorrow with a high of 40 degrees. So, yeah, it's going to get cold. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawkins out.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Jolene's up next. Listen on the Odyssey app for your shot at 5K a day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.